Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalu Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Lok Sabha discusses WAF Amendment Bill 2025. Armed Forces Special Powers Act imposed in Mellary District for 6 months. Center to set up 728 Eklavya Model Residential School for Tribal Students. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls National Education Policy 2020 Nation's Intellectual Renaissance. Now the news in detail. The Lok Sabha is holding the discussion on the WAF Amendment Bill 2025 as reported by the Joint Parliamentary Committee. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju moved the bill, saying that it has nothing to do with the religious practice of Muslim and it only deals with the properties related to WAF boards.
Government किसी भी धार्मिक व्यवस्था को किसी भी religious institution कोई धार्मिक काम में हस्तक्षेप करने नहीं जा रहा है ना ही वक्फ बोर्ड किसी धार्मिक स्थल की व्यवस्था में कोई भी तरीके से हाथ डालने का प्रावधान है बिल्कुल नहीं है ये वक्फ बोर्ड का जो प्रावधान किसी मस्जिद किसी मंदिर किसी धार्मिक स्थल का व्यवस्था का कोई लेना देना नहीं है ये सिंपली एक प्रॉपर्टी का मैनेजमेंट का विषय है
The minister termed this legislation a prospective, saying that it is not retrospective and not intended to confiscate anyone's property. He further informed that as per the present bill, the WAF boards will have representations of different Muslim sect, women and non-Muslims and others. Initiating the discussion, Gaurav Gogoi of Congress accused the government of misleading the people on this bill. He alleged that through this bill, the government wants to dilute the constitution, defame minorities and divide Indian society.
ये क्या कहना चाहते हैं कि वही व्यक्ति जो प्रैक्टिसिंग इस्लाम कर रहा है 5 साल के लिए वही आ सकता है जो इनका 3RA है इनको बाहर दिखाना है कि हम ये बहुत बड़ा काम कर रहे हैं क्या इन्होंने कहा कि क्लॉज 9C में ये कहते हैं कि 2 महिला को हम ये इंक्लूजन कर रहे हैं ये पहले भी था सर
During the discussion, Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party alleged that the legislation will hit the secular image of the country. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee termed the bill as misconceived, irrational and arbitrary and an attempt to curtail the rights of Muslim community. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill has been brought after detailed deliberations by the Joint Parliament Committee as approved by the Cabinet. As the discussion on the WAF Amendment Bill 2025 is underway, we also have a reaction from Nagaland on its impact on the minorities settled in the state.
Ahidur Rahman, Working President, Muslim Council, Dimapur. আমি এই ওয়াকফ বিল এটা পার্লামেন্টে ডিবেট চলা এটা উপর একটা দুইটা কথা কবলে মন আছে নাগাল্যান্ডে ওয়াকফ প্রপার্টির একটা বি নাই এই নিমিত্তে ওয়াকফ বোর্ড বি নাগাল্যান্ডে নাই ফর নাগাল্যান্ড মুসলিমস আমি কিন্তু কভার আপ হওয়া নাই নহব এইটা একো নাই হলে বি দূসরা জায়গাতে এনেকা রিলিজিয়াস ম্যাটারতে গভর্নমেন্ট পরা আলাগ আলাগ অল্প রুল তো মুসলিম খান খুশি নাপা বানাই কেনে তাতে দূসরা কমিউনিটি মানুষ এই ওয়াকফ বোর্ড ইনভলভ করব কি কোয়া পরা অল ওভার ইন্ডিয়া মুসলিম খান্তু এই অবজেকশন যাই আছে
Center yesterday imposed the Armed Forces Special Powers Act in Mellary District for 6 months with effect from 1st April unless withdrawn sooner. This comes 2 days after the law was extended to 8 districts and 21 police station areas in 5 other districts of the state. In a notification, the Union Home Ministry noted that the Nagaland government had created the district of Mellary last year by carving it out of Peg District, which had been declared a disturbed area on March 30th. The centre has set a target to set up 728 Eklavya Model Residential Schools benefiting around 3.5 lakh scheduled tribe students across the country. As of date, a total number of 721 schools have been sanctioned across the country, out of which 477 schools are reported to be functional. In a written reply in Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Tribal Affairs, Durga Das Uike, said the central sector scheme of Eklavya Model Residential School was started in 2018-19, under which the government has decided to establish one Eklavya Model Residential School in every block having more than 50% ST population and at least 20,000 tribal persons. The minister highlighted that the government is implementing several initiatives in collaboration with other government bodies to provide tribal students with access to digital and skill-based education. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the National Education Policy, NEP 2020, is more than a reform and is the nation's intellectual renaissance. He mentioned that the NEP is paving the way for a self-reliant, globally competitive nation through education and innovation. Mr. Modi said this while sharing Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan's article in a newspaper highlighting the transformation India's education sector has undergone in the last decade. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A fire broke out around noon today at Officers Hill Colony in Kohima, razing down 3 houses and displacing 6 families. Officer in charge of South Fire Station, Kohima, Inspector Kelese Zotsukris said a preliminary report suggests that the fire was caused by an electric short circuit. No casualties have been reported. The officer informed that a call was received around 12.05 p.m., following which 2 fire tenders and crews from the South Fire Station rushed to the spot and brought the fire under control. The extent of property damage is still under investigation and an assessment has not been finalized at the time of filing this report. In an effort to enhance fire safety measures and prevent potential hazards, the Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, has directed all business establishments and shops within its jurisdiction to install portable fire extinguishers by May 31st. In a March 29th order, KMC Chief Executive Officer T. Lanusen Lalongkumar said the directive aligns with fire safety guidelines issued by the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority and aims to mitigate risk associated with fire outbreaks in commercial areas. Acknowledging the shortage of fire extinguishers in bulk within Kohima, the KMC said it has procured the equipment and will make them available at a nominal rate. Business owners have been asked to collect fire extinguishers from the KMC office during working hours starting from April 14th. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchim, has directed all pharmacies and medical stores in the district to comply with regulations tied to the sale of restricted drugs. As per the Drugs and Cosmetics Act 1940 and Rule 65 of the Drugs and Cosmetics Rules 1945, the DC notified that the Schedule X, H and H1 drugs will only be sold on a valid prescription from a registered medical practitioner and only in the prescribed quantity. Pharmacies need to record all sales of these drugs in registers mentioning details of the prescriber, patient, drug and quantity. Further, in compliance with the National Commission for Protection of Child Rights Joint Action Plan, the District Drug Controller Authority and the Kohima District Enforcement Force will carry out checking of the CCTV footage of the last 2 months. The DC cautioned that non-compliance with the directives will lead to penal action under applicable laws. India has surpassed the United States and Europe by producing 1,681 locomotives during the financial year 2024-25. The Ministry of Railways, in a statement today, said that this marks an increase of 19% compared to the 1,472 locomotives produced in the previous financial year 2023-24. This record-breaking production is the highest ever for locomotive manufacturing in the country, reflecting the significant achievements of all units in enhancing railway infrastructure and capacity. Today is World Autism Awareness Day. The day is observed on April 2nd each year. Established by the United Nations in 2007, it advocates for understanding, acceptance, and inclusion of individuals with autism around the globe. The theme for World Autism Awareness Day 2025 is Advancing Neurodiversity and the UN Sustainable Development Goals. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha discusses WAF Amendment Bill 2025. Armed Forces Special Powers Act imposed in Mellary District for 6 months. Centre to set up 728 Eklavya Model Residential School for Tribal Students. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls National Education Policy 2020 Nation's Intellectual Renaissance. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.